Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, and hello, Sunshine. It's our Saturday VIP Prayer Call. March 14th, 2020, and I am grateful for those who are able to take time out for us to gather for one more Saturday morning, give God some praise, be in prayer for one another. We know what's going on around the world and COVID-19, this coronavirus, and just all of the anxiousness that it's bringing up. So I am definitely glad that we have carved out this space and place for us to just be prayerful, to walk in faith and not fear, use wisdom, and to shine our light in what is a very troubled world right now. So for those who are able to unmute your lines, you can press star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley.
Good morning, my Valerie.
Okay. What I'm grateful for, the sunshine on this today, on the 14th, with all the bad news that's going on with this virus. But I trust God, and I know He will help us all carry on, and this will be a thing of the past. I believe God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my Valerie, and thank you for being here.
Okay.
Good morning. Your name is Cheryl.
Thank you, Valerie. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Yes.
Diddle, piggyback on Valerie, and good morning, everyone, family and friends, known and unknown. Grateful for the same thing she is, and that my daughter and I have this morning breakfast time together. We usually don't. It's like a little break. But isn't it beautiful out there today? She took a walk. We both got up doing things. Love you all. Spread the love and the kindness.
Greetings. This is Sarah in Brooklyn. Greetings, am I unmuted?
Is everybody there?
Good morning.
Okay, family, go ahead. I don't know if you can, I had to reset the call, but I'm here and everyone's here. We can hear the two of you. So one at a time, tell everyone your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for.
I'll wait. Good morning.
Good morning. Go right ahead.
Good morning, family. How are you? Donnell Collier, Buffalo, New York. I'm grateful for life, grateful for my relationship with God, and grateful to you, Dr. Stacy, for who you are. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, my beautiful Donnell. Just as grateful for you, and just stay safe up there.
Okay.
All right. Who is next standing by?
Greetings. This is Sora Amber Coyner. Thank you for allowing us to have this space, Dr. Grant. I'm grateful for my family's help and for an opportunity to be grateful for another day.
Okay, family, the lines clearly are full, so I keep getting some notifications from the back end, but we're going to continue to push through, so I see that the lines are really, really full, which is a good thing that we can all fellowship together, so just bear with us if we get one or two little interruptions, but let's continue on. Those who are able to, just press 1, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for.
Good morning.
I hear my brother and I hear another voice.
Okay, go ahead, ladies first.
Good morning, Dr. Stacy, and the entire Faith Pranor family. It's Janika and Vaughn. We're grateful for.
I thought that was your voice. Hey, darling, how are you and Vaughn and the kids doing?
We're doing wonderful. We're grateful for you know, good bill of health, and you know, we're grateful that you know we can. You know, be on this call and, you know, fellowship every week with the entire family.
Oh, well, it's always a blessing hearing your voice when you unmute, and thank you for always being here and being a part of the family. Kiss the kids for me and look forward to catching up.
Absolutely.
All right, my love. Okay, family.
Good morning. I'll wait, make sure that the line is doing its thing. Let me know if you can hear me.
Okay, so I don't know if you all can hear that interruption when it comes up, but I'm still here.
No, it just goes silent. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jason.
Okay.
Hopefully it's still recording.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, and, well, you know, this means that it's going to be really good today.
Okay.
Because, yeah. So, you know, sis, this means this will be really good today.
Clearly, you know. Okay. Here, patient. I'm not even getting my nerves all together.
Exactly.
Okay, you see what's going on.
All you have to do is just sit back and smile. You know. Good morning, everybody. This is Jason Hodge. I am calling in from Lakewood, Washington, and I am very grateful for new seasons. I'm grateful for God just opening doors and laying out his game plan and then moving us through the process. Yeah, I'm telling you, there is so many things that are going on in the background of life. And sometimes we get caught off guard and caught up in the circumstances or what we think things look like, and we completely miss the point and we end up missing the blessing because we are distracted by what our physical eyes see. And we have to always remember that it's not what our physical eyes see, it's what God says. I mean, literally. And you know that scripture where we say that we walk by faith and not by sight? Well, when you look at things through your faith, you know, that's the lens that you put on to see things, life is completely different. because you end up not getting shaken because of the hiccups or quote-unquote hiccups in life. I believe that a lot of what we look at as hiccups and detours and obstacles are God's way of showing us that he's sovereign and that he has the ability to move through whatever, and not one thing can shake him off of his own. Let me see. Hopefully you guys can hear me. I'm not sure if you can or not.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, not one thing can take him off course. And if you're anchored to him, then you're good. You're good. Mm-hmm. So we have to remember that, because that is how, you know, when the word says that he will keep us in perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on him or anchored in him. He's our foundation, you know, we're linked to him. So it's like he's the moving ship, we're the passenger. So unlike the Titanic, he's unsinkable. You know, he is unsinkable. So that means that, you know, while everybody else is losing their mind on different things going on, we need to stop and say, okay, Father, show us the opportunities that you've laid out before us. Show us the window of heaven blessing that there is not room enough for us to receive. Show us where we are in a field of flowers to pick when everybody else only sees weeds. Show us where the petals are, and they're all around us. So we have to get in the habit of trusting him with so much, I mean like with our all, that we are not shaken by whatever comes our way. I was talking to my kids yesterday, and the conversation got a little deep, and it was about trust and why you never break trust. You never lie. You never, you know, mislead, because you want to make sure that whatever comes out of your mouth, that's a foundational statement. And so when I was talking to them, I said, you know, have you all noticed that I never lied to you? Even on the small things. And they're like, yeah. I said, well, why do you think that is? I said, you know, I guard my word with you so that you know that whether you like it or not, whatever I say, you know that it's the truth, because I never lie to you. And so we have to be that tuned in to when God says something, he's like, he never lied to us. So we can trust his word at his word. We can trust what he says in his word. We can trust how he leads us, because he'll never lead us astray. He will never lie to us. He will never break his foundational word. So therefore, we have to have that relationship with him to know what it is that he's saying in and out of season. And then we can make the moves that others can't make, because others, all they see is an abyss. They see, you know, a drop off, and he's showing us the road. I don't know if you all are movie buffs. We tend to be movie buffs in the house here, because, you know, there's a lot of messages that are embedded. And like others, when they see weeds, we see flowers, and we see the messages. And it's like there's a, years ago, probably 20, 30 years ago, there's this movie, Indiana Jones, and he had to go across this chasm, but he saw no road. It just was this drop off. And it wasn't until he finally just said, okay, I had to step out. He stepped out. And the minute he stepped, his foot was on the bridge to go across the chasm. And for us, it's the same thing. God tells us, go over there. And we say, but I don't see a road. I don't see a bridge. He says, it's not for you to see. He says, I told you not to walk by your sight. Walk by faith. So since you heard me tell you, go over there, you know, or you must know, that I've already prepared the road for you. You just, your responsibility is to move your feet. Take your feet across that way. And then the road, it's not that it will appear. The road is already there, because I told you, go over there. So I won't tell you to go somewhere where I have not provided the means and the method to get over there. So get over there. And then we have to get so in tune that we just move. We have gotten in the habit of not trusting him. And because of that, we don't move when we're supposed to. All right. Okay, so I'll stop there. I don't want to go too long, but I just, I'm telling you, I'm fired up today. I'm looking forward to the message today because I'm telling you, it's got to be a good one. All right. Well, that's my story. Love you guys.
Love you, my brother. But amen to that. And yeah, you know, I love those Indiana Jones. And there's always something to learn in anything that we watch. And as we gather on this call and, you know, just the importance of having a space and place where we can proclaim the good news of the gospel, we can stand on God's word and our belief, it's a blessing. And, you know, I'm excited when Saturday morning comes, even when I want to get a few more Z's or I'm on the road or something's going on. This strengthens me as well. So as much as you all express your excitement and gratitude for being on the call, I can't underscore enough how much this is a blessing for me, for us to be here, to hear your voices, to engage in celebrating your testimonies, to pray with you on the things that you put before the throne. I mean, this is, we're going to need this more than ever. We see what times we're living in, and I just thank God for his word being our anchor, and not that we live oblivious to what's happening, but we are rooted and grounded in knowing that God is covering, he's directing, he's leading in the midst of the storm. You know, even exposure or challenge with this COVID-19, God still get the glory and the praise for those who believe and trust that he will carry them through. And faith is what will take us on the other side of this crisis, because fear will kill you before anything else can. So we just have to stand up on God's word and continue to press forward. So I'm just excited to hear the rest of your voices. Thank you, my brother. That was a word right there. I was like, ooh, I can go back to sleep. We done spoke on something, but I'm going to share what God has placed on my heart. And I, too, am excited about what he's doing and the fact that there are times when you're on this faith journey, and as we've described time and time again, you're building up your faith muscles in the gym of life. You feel like, woo, these repetitions are hard, but I'm not seeing no definition. My six-pack ain't coming in, Jesus, and I done did 10 push-ups. But trust and believe that as you exercise your faith muscle, it is growing and it is expanding and you are getting stronger and you're not who you were a year ago, 6 months ago, even 2 weeks ago, that every day is a day for us to grow in our journey. Every day is a day for us to see the manifestation of who God is in our life in a deeper way. And the real beauty of it all is that God allows us to grow and develop our faith muscle and loves us in spite of it. So he doesn't, you know, give us demerits and we don't fail out of the thing called life if we don't get the lesson fast. He's just merciful and gracious enough to allow us to learn, to grow, and to develop our muscle in a way that once we do actually learn the lessons and pass the test, we become so rooted and grounded on that level of our growth that it's easier to move to the next level. Because you know when something comes up, the same God who brought you through before is the same God that's going to bring you through again. So there's nothing new under the sun. God said it. He will do it. He doesn't say anything that he doesn't do. So just as Jason said, just hold on. He's not a God that would lie. So he tells us, he gives us the almost like a view, like if you sit on the mountaintop and you just kind of view over and take a peek, and the peak looks really good and we can get excited like, woo, that's going to be awesome. But there's some steps between that and awesome, and you have to be able to go through and push that extra rep, do that extra rep. You know, for someone like me, and y'all know, you got to pray every day that I stay consistent with my health and wellness, because, hunty, when I feel a little bit of stinging in my knee or in my calf, I'm like, ah! It's lactic acid. I can't do no more. But when you push past it, you're able to see that your muscles will learn that muscle memory. They're like, oh, okay, you can do this. You can move further. You can push past the little sting, because on the other side of that, you get stronger. Your muscles get stronger. And weight loss is just a byproduct of discipline. And I've learned that. So I have to constantly tell myself that so that I can stay on track, because, child, talk about backsliding down the exercise path. But we all can start where you are. And the good news is that no matter where you are in your life, as faithpreneurs, as children of God, we can't dwell in things that haven't gone well or any mistakes we've gone through or experienced. The key is to learn from it and to move on, not to sit and wallow in it. Just to start where you are, like, Lord, today is a new day. Thank you for giving me a new day. Help me to learn what I need to learn. Help me to be disciplined where I need to be disciplined. Help me to let go of things that are besetting me. Help me to just continue to press, push, pray, and praise my way into what it is that you have declared over my life. And he hears the cries of his people. He knows the desires of your heart. He knows you're wanting to live in alignment with his will, because there's nothing really hidden from God. So it's not like you can try to psych him out and say, okay, well, I'm going to do this so Jesus thinks that this. No, he already knows it all. So the best thing we could do is just do our best each day where we are, take steps forward to continually improve and to be in community and family. That's why going to praise and worship in wherever you go for your house of worship, to gather amongst the saints where his word is being taught, where he has anointed his servants to teach, it encourages. We weren't meant to do things alone. Anybody that knows me and heard me teach, train, you know that's always what I say. You can't do this thing called life alone. You need one another. You can try to, but it's a very difficult and lonely path. But when you can be in fellowship and be in collective unity, and this corporate prayer that we send up, there's power in that, and it gives us strength to fight another day, to do what we need to do, and to stand on God's word. So I am excited to share this time with you. I do have a virtual commitment that I need to make at 10 o'clock, but we're going to go as long as we can and share and just be in fellowship this morning. So I'll open back up for those who want to greet the family. And thank you again, my brother Jason. If you want to say hello, just press *1. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. And after we fellowship, I'll share what's on my heart, say a prayer, and close us out.
Latina, good morning, Roslyn. We love you. Glad we made the call.
Good morning, beautiful.
Hey, baby.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. Hey.
Hi, this is Celia from New York. How are you?
Okay. Good. Go ahead. We just had, the lines are full, and it's like kicking people off. Folks are trying to get on. So just be patient, but go ahead, sis. Tell us your name one more time, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for.
Okay. Cheryl, grateful for this call that I made it. But you guys, please pray for Charlene and Patsy.
Charlene and Patsy?
Yes.
Okay. Will do. Anything specific?
Whatever is going on and whatever their needs are.
Okay. Okay. Will do, darling. Thank you so much for calling in and for being here on the call today.
Okay, you guys. Thank you, ladies, that I made it. And bless God.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's two people at one time. Ah, wait, okay. I'll wait for you to go, girlfriend.
Dr. Stacy?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, you can hear me. Good morning. This is Celia from Queens, New York. Hi, beautiful.
Good morning, my love. How are you, and what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful that my children are alive, and I say that because I asked you to keep my oldest lifted up. In the last 6 days, we've had two major incidents, one which is going to leave a permanent mark on him. We're going through the process of trying to understand what exactly happened. But with the coronavirus and everything that's going on right now. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, honey.
Okay. With the coronavirus and everything that's going on, I cannot put my hands on him as quickly as I would like to. So I'm just asking that you keep my son Benjamin Backman lifted. And at the same time, they're about to make some changes with his classes. At the same time, I'm going with changes with Kenneth Blackman's classes down here in New York City. And I'm just asking for prayer, for prayer covering for my strength and sanity, because Mama Bear is about to lose it in the natural. I am grateful for life. I am grateful for having a prayer group that I know lifts me up and pray with me to keep my sanity. And that I even though I was unable to catch all of our brother's words, I do trust him, even in the midst of all of this. And my natural instinct says, okay, I'm going to lose it. But my father says, no, I got this. So I am trusting he will provide the means and the finances that I need to be able to just drive up at a drop of a dime to my child as needed. So I'm trusting that he will bless me financially, both to care for my family and for the ministry that he's given me. But I'm trusting him, and I have to, because Mama Bear would have other words. But Daughter Bear is saying, okay, Daddy, you got to take care of him, because he's too far away.
And he will do that. Amen. And we're not going to confess. You're not losing nothing. You're going to hold on, and you're going to keep repeating that, God, you are in control. You are my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You will cover my child. So we touch and agree with you that all will be well, and we expect a good report. So thank you for calling, as always, my love.
Greetings.
Yes.
All right. Go right ahead, love.
Greetings. This is Sora Amber Coiner. I just wanted to say thank you for the space of community. I'll be praying in agreement with everyone. We had a prayer wish. And I want to say I'm grateful for my family's health. That's it.
Oh, grateful to hear you, Sora. Thank you so much for joining in this morning and, you know, just being a part of the fellowship here. So I'm going to start sharing what's on my heart. And if you didn't get a chance to unmute yourself, I'll try to leave some time at the end for you to do that. And I appreciate everyone's patience, because we have had a full house. And when the lines are so packed like that, it like just randomly acts up. So we thank God we were able to push through. And I'm going to have a little conversation with the service just to let them know that is unacceptable in the middle of my prayer for these little interruptions. But thank God that you all are able to stay on and still here. So it's so much to share this morning, but with the coronavirus situation, it can be a lot. So I would just advise that you limit your intake of the news if you don't already. It's not something that I do regularly. I'll catch bits and pieces or sound bites, because it's just too toxic. And if you sit and you watch constantly from sunup till sundown, it will get into your spirit, and it'll start depressing you and making you nervous and anxious and scared. And that's not who we are as children of God. We need to use wisdom and be mindful. I mean, I got contacted at one of the conferences that I attended. Someone there was tested positive and in quarantine, and they contacted the people that individual was around. I didn't get contacted, so I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, I'm going to trust you. And I was at another meeting where somebody else who was exposed. So I said, you know, I'll do my own version of just quarantining myself from the elders in my family, or the young people, just to make sure, because they don't know all the specifics about this thing. You can have no symptoms and still be carrying it. So just being mindful, but not scared. I'm like, Lord, I know you got me. So I'm not going to run around here like, oh my God, what am I going to do? We trust God and ask him for covering. We're not better than anybody else. His grace and his mercy sees us through. But doing the things that we're being advised to do, because they don't know how this thing is spreading so fast, besides washing your hands and being mindful of public gatherings and spaces, just using wisdom and still encouraging people so that they don't fall into states of depression and panic, because that's what will happen. I mean, I was talking with two people yesterday, and they were telling me about about fights breaking out in the supermarket over things like toilet paper and water. I'm like, oh, dear Lord. Like, we just turn into different kind of human beings when crisis happens. And for those of us who trust God and believe God, we should behave in a different way and just be mindful of people looking at us for strength, looking at us as examples of when things go wrong, what do we do? And let's be honest, family, if we're reading more than the 23rd Psalm, we know there's a whole book called Revelations, right? There's a whole New Testament in the Bible that speaks of things that will happen as the days draw near, these last days. And even though I thought it might be my children's children who might be experiencing some of these things, we would have to have more than bifocals on if we can't see the times that we're living in and things that we're dealing with. So I say all that to say, be careful, be mindful, but don't operate from fear. Operate standing in faith, because that's where God gets the glory, that people can see, well, how is she still doing X, Y, and Z, or how is he still professing the good news of the gospel when all of this stuff is going on? Because this stuff is not in control of our life. God has the final say, and whatever he allows, it's for a reason. And he will cover, he will keep, he will direct his people. God will get the glory as you stand in your faith and you're not falling apart when crisis comes, because we don't know what else. This is Corona, COVID-19. God only knows what else in these days will happen. But it's for us to put on the full armor, not a piece of the armor, not know God when it's convenient, not just show up to church for the holidays, but to really grow in his word and in his grace so that we can get stronger. We can build up our faith muscle. We can be able to encourage somebody when they're just developing, where they've recently decided that they wanted to explore their personal relationship with God, and they're looking at you as someone who has been on this road a little bit longer, who can give them some encouragement, who can pray with them, who can say, God, we're not acting like COVID-19 doesn't exist, but we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the one that has the final say. You know, my girlfriend sent something to a group conversation that we had, and I thought it was so cute. She said, Jesus, we thank you for being our CDC, Center of Divine Covering. Somebody posted that somewhere. And that's what we have to remember, that we're not exempt from anything that happens in the world, but thank God for his grace and his mercy, that he will cover us and that he will keep us. And even if any one of his people are exposed to the COVID-19 or tested positive, that he'll still take you through. And he gets the glory for the healing, right? So don't walk in fear. Stand in your faith. And that's how we build up our faith muscle. So our prayers will continue to go out for those who are in these areas where the escalation of the numbers, that's what the pandemic is about, the spread, not about the fatality of it. It's the spread of it. And because that's a whole nother story, how this was handled from the top down to contain it, we just have to deal with where we are and just use wisdom, that we don't unwillingly cause anybody else to contract it, especially those groups that have been identified as the at-risk populations, those over, I think they said over 70, and any pre-existing conditions that would complicate the ability for the body to fight off this virus. And let's be also conscious of the fact that the regular flu has killed thousands of people since October. So that's not to make anyone feel better, but to know that any disease, anything that happens and flows through, whether it's a virus and however it's contracted, can cause harm. So we're not exempt. The same way we have to use wisdom when we're around individuals that might have a cold or the common flu, is the same way we have to be diligent and use wisdom as we operate, because we don't know how long this situation is going to be. There was Ebola, there was SARS, there was HN1. There have been so many things, but it's the way it's handled and the way it's contained that can delay or shorten what people are dealing with. So let's just pray for the wisdom of those in leadership to really lead and to be able to create safety for not only our country, but all the countries around the world who are affected by this. Now that I've said that, on to just a couple of things that are on my spirit. The first one, you know, I always share transparently some of the lessons that God teaches me in real time. And there are moments in our lives where things happen that seem like, oh, the devil busy, or the enemy is at work. And sometimes we give that little minion too much credit. There are moments when something will happen that's not necessarily the enemy trying to get you. It's God pressing the pause button because there's something else that he wants to do. There's something else that he wants you to see, or another rep that you need to do in the gym of life with your faith muscle. And when you can look at what could be a challenge, what seems to be a heartbreak, what looks like a setback, and you just ask in your prayer time, like, God, please reveal to me where the stumbling block is. Please reveal to me what I missed. Please reveal to me what your will is in this situation. He will. Now, it might not always happen as fast as you would like, or in the same time span that you would like, but it will happen. And he will show you that it wasn't necessarily one of the times when the enemy is trying to stop you. He just had to pause something so that you could learn a greater lesson, that you could appreciate a greater value for what he's manifesting in your life. Because the thing that God has spoken over your life, it will come to pass, no matter how long it takes. But on the journey, in the middle, throughout the process, there are going to be moments and times where you have to learn deeper lessons, where you have to grow more spiritually, where you become more aware of your relationship with God and how he talks to you, how he speaks to you, how he gives you confirmation. And the good news is that he hears your voice and you start to get familiar. I can only speak for me, because I know that when I grew up in church and know the power of prophecy, and know when someone can speak a word because God has placed it on the inside of them to tell you. And I'd be like, well, I want to hear, well, Jesus, how you talking to them? I want to hear too. What does that sound like? How does that show up? And God will, he will have those personal conversations with you in a way that you understand it. And it won't be the same necessarily as somebody else. But in your prayer time, if you really want to understand and make sure that you're moving according to his will and his way, that's one of the prayers that you pray daily. Like, Lord, help me to understand and hear your voice, or to know how you're speaking to me, to know that it's not just me in my head thinking up this stuff, but that it's you, it's the Holy Spirit that's guiding me. It's your voice that's leading me. It's your word that is the lamp unto my feet and the light in my path. And as you build your faith muscle, it becomes clearer and clearer. As you get into his word, you are able to hear his voice clearly. You're able to understand just what it is that will allow the revelation of who God is in your life, because it's a personal relationship. I say it all the time. It's not about borrowing somebody else's testimony. It's about growing yourself, seeing what God has done for you over and over again. Just waking up every morning is a blessing and a miracle. Let's not take that for granted, because we don't have to get up. You know, scientists have figured out a whole lot, but they still haven't figured out how to produce blood, right? The way that oxygen flows through our body, the way that God has created each and every one of us, and we're able to open up our eyes, it's a blessing in the morning. When we come into our homes and we're able to close our eyes, and the moment we fall asleep, can we really track that exact moment? Just the wonder in how we're created. And if we can learn in our prayer time, in our study time, as we read God's word, we get stronger. And we realize, wait, hold on. I'm over here stressing about things that I can't control, instead of just turning it over to God and just letting his will be done. That I'm taking action each day. Jason mentioned that movie, Indiana Jones, and walking out. And just the fact that he walked out, he was able to see what was going to carry him across. Like, that's the whole quote that Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said and people use all the time in January about faith is taking the first step without seeing the staircase, it all comes back to what Scripture tells us. Faith is not something you can see, but it's what you believe. And if you believe God is real, if you believe that the words that you're reading are true, it's your own free will that you've chosen because of what you've learned yourself, what you understand that God is, that allows you to continue to grow in that faith and understand that as you grow, you get stronger and you're more resilient. And no matter what anyone says to you, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, you won't doubt God because he's done it before. He could do it again. He's the same God that had Noah build an ark in the middle of dry land when there was no storm or water. Nobody was used to anything like that, people mocking and laughing. But Noah kept building, kept moving forward. He couldn't see what was coming. He just did what he was told. And that's what faith is, right? That Abraham was ready to give up the one thing he'd been waiting all his life for. But then God had a ram in the bush. Like, these are the things that encourage our spirit, encourage our soul. Like, wow, this is the same God we serve. The miracles that he did in the Old Testament, same miracles he did in the New Testament, same miracles he's doing right now in 2020. God has not changed. We continue to evolve as people. We continue to learn and grow our faith muscle. We continue to grow deeper, you know, greater things that we are seeing in these days, because the greater things come with greater faith. When he knows that he can trust you, when he knows that in spite of it all, you will not turn, that when the devil was tempting Job, God was sitting back like, do what you want. Wipe out everything. Take everything. You can't touch his soul, and I know that his heart is pure in service to me. Now, what kind of faith is that that God would have in men, and to know that Job would be so faithful? That's the kind of faithfulness when everything is stripped, when everything is taken away. Yet though he slay me, I will praise him. What? That's the growth that we're looking forward to. That's the point where God knows he can truly trust you with bigger and more, because you will not start thinking it's all about you. You will not start giving in to what the enemy tries to slip into your mind, because that's where warfare happens. It's in your mind. And if he can grab hold of pieces of your mind and make you feel like certain things are impossible, or it can't be done, or God forgot about you, or you've been waiting so long, please, God, and put that on the back burner, or he's not coming through for you. If he can get those thoughts in your mind and they take root, you start doubting yourself. You start doubting the words that you read in his Bible. You start doubting the comfort in fellowship. You start doubting the confirmations that come, because that's where the warfare happens. But when you renew your mind daily, when you can look into the Word of God and see how he teaches through story, how he teaches through past experience of the men and women of God in the Bible, it gives you strength to keep pressing forward. It gives you strength to keep holding on and to not give up, no matter what, and no matter what it looks like. So that's the beauty in our faith walk, that we're growing daily, that we're all works in progress. We're not perfect. Lord knows I'm not perfect. But each day our desire is to stay the course, to do the work, and to understand that God is just an amazing God. You know, when Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, it's just a reminder of what we've been saying today, that we don't know what March 15th is going to bring. We don't know what June 1st will bring. We don't know what December 31st will bring. Hence, we don't know when this corona situation will be over or anything will happen. But what we do know, that God's promises are true. What we do know is that if he said it, he will do it. What we do know is that if we can just hold on to our faith, grow that muscle, then the truth in his word will conquer anything that physically looks like it's falling apart in the physical. Because in the supernatural, we know it's already done. And John, 1 John 4:18 said that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made in perfect love. We love him because he first loved us. Talking about this fear, we have to cast out the things that, and not just talking about illness, casting out the fear of the business that you started being successful, about the family that you're working to make sure is growing in a healthy and abundant way, whether it's the fear of starting or buying your first piece of real estate, whatever it is, we want to cast out fear, and we want to operate in a space that will allow us to grow in God's grace and love, but more importantly, learn lessons in discipline that move us in actions that yield results. That's what we're doing each day. When I wrote the book, Action, Action, Despite the Distraction, I didn't know how many more lessons were coming from that one piece of work that's coming into volume two. And the work that is here for us to do, family, as a part of the warriors and the soldiers for Christ. We can't fall apart in crisis. We have to get stronger. We have to be more committed to the assignment we've been given. We have to use the wisdom that God has placed on the inside of us, not man's knowledge, but God's wisdom, and how we are able to share this with the marketplace, with the world, with the body of Christ, so that we can be encouraged on our journey to stay the course, to do our work, and let God do his work through us, that he will strengthen us, that he will sustain us, he will cover us, and he will lead us. Because at the end of the day, the things that we do, that we create, it's all to give God the glory. That's what we want our legacy to be, that here and lived a man or a woman that truly exemplified the love of Christ, that truly used every talent that they were given, that they truly shared in a positive way encouragement to those who they were around to know and believe that God is real, and that the talents and skills that he places on the inside of his people is not for us to hide under a bushel, but for us to openly share and to add value to the marketplace, to be compensated for it, to be able to leave a legacy and a roadmap for the next generation that's coming, so that they can be rooted and grounded, so that they can be strong, so that they can profess with their tongue that God is real. That as Luke 1:37 said, for nothing shall be impossible with God. Nothing, not some things, not one or two things, for nothing shall be impossible with God. And when we walk in that kind of conviction, when we walk in that kind of authority, then our posture is different, our language is different. We don't start confessing defeat. We don't start buckling our knees when things happen, but we put on the whole armor. We pray and seek God's face for how he speaks to us, confirms in our heart and our spirit what we are to do next, how we're to show up, what added value we're bringing to the body of Christ and to those who are watching us in our own families, in our jobs, in our businesses, that we can witness by how we speak, by how we walk, by the actions we take, that God gets the glory. And the more we confess the good news of the gospel, the more we work out those reps in the gym of life, the more we build our faith muscle, then we can stomp on the head of the enemy. We can stand firm in the midst of adversity. We can look at what's happening around us, troubled on every side, yet not perplexed, because of the God that we serve. So just be encouraged, family. I'm excited about the way that God is just revealing some things for me. You know, when one of my sites crashed a couple years ago, I was so upset. I was like, I can't believe this. I don't even understand how this happened. Ooh, I was livid, because we were about to launch some new classes, and I thought that, you know, things were a certain way. But now, how many years later, looking back, it was just God pressing the pause button to say, daughter, there's some other things that I need you to do. There's some pieces of this that I'm going to reveal to you. Just hold on. And now that we're at the point of seeing that, I'm just looking at God like, wow, you really got a sense of humor, Jesus. You sure know how to set your children up. Because delay doesn't mean denied. And when things happen, sometimes it's for another part of your muscle to be worked out in the gym of life. It's not necessarily the enemy trying to take you out. So just pray for discernment. God will reveal his glory. He will reveal his will. He will reveal his way. And as long as you stay obedient, as long as you are willing to do the work, watch God work and blow your mind. So I just want you to be encouraged. I don't know who that's for that's on a journey. There have been some roadblocks. There have been some interruptions. And you're scratching your head like, did I hear God right? Was this for me? Was this my assignment? Or am I mistaken? Is my Wi-Fi working, Jesus? As my baby Rebecca would say. But God is sitting on the throne, sitting high, looking low. He sees all things. He knows all things. Just stay the course. Don't give up. Don't give in. Know that God is going to be victorious through it all. And because you are his child, you are victorious through him. So, dear God, we just come to you right now, just thanking you for this day. Thank you for an opportunity to approach the throne of grace. Thank you that we have this place, this community that you have allowed to exist all these years, where we can just gather and just give you praise, that we can boldly proclaim that we love you, that we worship you, that we believe you are real, and that your word is true. With our own free will, we have chosen to be obedient, to grow in your grace and your word, to work out this faith muscle that we are building in this gym of life every single day, through the rough parts, through the challenges, through the things that we don't understand. Help us to trust you to reveal it in time. Help us to understand that what you say, you will do, no matter how long it takes, no matter what it looks like, you are in control. So we give you praise and glory this morning for those who are able to join in on this call. We stand in the gap for those who couldn't be here. You know everybody's heart's desire, the special prayer requests that have been asked for Charlene and Petsy and Benjamin and Kenneth. We present them to you. You know each person's situations, those who weren't able to open up their lines to ask for prayer. We just come standing in this corporate prayer, standing together where two or three are gathered, that we can lift up the name of Jesus and just thank you because you're such an awesome God. So we pray for victory in advance for every single situation. You can put the smallest piece of the puzzle in its place. You can cut off that little thread that might be a hindrance in the path of someone who is seeking to do your will. And we just give you glory and praise for victory in advance. We might not be able to see what the end result will be, but we're not going to wait till the battle is over. We're going to shout now because we know in the end we're going to win. So we just thank you and we just magnify your name. We pray for everybody being affected by this COVID-19, from the health aspect, from the financial aspect, from the mental health aspect. Mm-hmm. There's so many pieces to this pandemic that is going through the world. I just pray covering over everyone. Help your people to stand strong, to be covered under the blood, to be beacons of life, to be able to offer support and resources where possible so that the effects of this will not be as devastating as projected, because we trust and serve a God who can do all things but fail. So we give you the glory and we give you the praise. We pray for those who have been ill outside of COVID-19 that are dealing with other pre-existing conditions that have tried to attack their body. We pray for healing and ask you to dispatch your healing angels to each and every one of them wherever they are. And we thank you for victory for those who have recently recovered from surgeries or from operations. We ask you to be with them. We pray a special prayer for those who have been fighting off mental health challenges, thoughts of suicide and depression, and the way in which the enemy just truly tries to attack the mind of your people. We just cancel and clear that right now. We pray for those who are professionals who can offer assistance and service to those who are struggling. Help those who need professional help not to suffer in silence, to reach out and to get the resources that are available by those who are licensed to do it, and also get the support from their places of worship to be able to renew their mind through your word and be able to look to you for strength and hope. And we pray for those who are dealing with bereavement, Lord, those who have gone through so much. I tell you, this year has been quite a lot. Just in 2020, the amount of funerals and friends and family who have lost loved ones. But as they transition, help us to honor their lives by how we live. So we just pray for strength for each one who is dealing with a broken heart. Only you can fill that void. And we thank you for Roz being able to share resources like Grief Share so that folks can reach out and get the support that they need on their journey of healing and dealing with loss. We pray for those who are taking care of our elders. We thank you for strengthening them. Help them to be able to serve from their overflow, that they don't get burnt out as they take care of the most vulnerable amongst us. And as you extend the life of our elders, we just ask you to give them lives that will allow them to enjoy their latter days. And we pray for marriages and relationships and children and, you know, those who are totally just struggling with young people who are acting outside of their natural mind. So we just ask you to cover the young men and women of tomorrow and help them to be obedient and help them to see how they can learn from the previous generations, and not think they know it all, but that they can get the help and resources from older wisdom. Pray for families and marriages. The enemy doesn't want to see families whole and together. So we cancel and clear any plan of the enemy to try to separate or destroy what you join together. So we continue to lift up prayers for those families all over the globe. And we pray for those who are in business. My faithpreneurs, dear Lord, help us to continue to use the oil to fill our vessels, to be able to have overflow and profit, to really learn how to correct the things that have not yielded successful transfer into the marketplace, and to learn how to create the proper disciplines and utilize the relationships, the resources, in order to create the revenue that will leave an inheritance for their children's children. So we just thank you for the way that you're moving and opening up doors. I thank you for this ecosystem of faithpreneurs that you've trusted me to shepherd, and the things that I'm so excited to be able to pull together and to pour into, so that we can truly leave profitable legacies for our family and learn the foundational ways that through Scripture we can grow and understand what you have for us and how to boldly move forward with that. And those who are in the corporate world, my faith and always climbing the ladder looking for positions and appointments, we pray for them adding other streams of income to their personal economy. And with all the projections of what this pandemic is going to cause with the stock market and with all the other financial projections, Lord, we know that in times like this is when real strategy is necessary to be able to still come out victorious on the other side, and to use the creative that you have given us to be able to offer solutions in a time like this that will be compensated. So we just thank you for how you're moving, what you're doing. I thank you, Lord, for Faithpreneur Weekend. I'm going to hold on that we will not need to postpone or cancel anything, that August 13th through 15th, everything will be COVID-19 free, and we'll be moving forward with a beautiful celebration of your manifestation, your glory at Faithpreneur Weekend 2020 from August 13th through 15th. So I just put that at the throne, and I just trust you, Lord, to just move through and make all possible. I thank you for the upcoming relaunch of Destiny Designers University and the offerings that we'll be able to give our community. I'm so excited about it, and I just thank you for how you move and the way you move, that I can be of service in a way that shows a blueprint and a roadmap on profitability. So I give you the glory and the praise of my family. Thank you for covering each and every one of them, my team, for partners, for sponsors, for everyone and every family that is on this call. Anything we have hesitated or forgotten to present before the throne of grace, we thank you for seeing past that and still granting it. And anything we've done outside your will and outside your way, we ask for forgiveness, and we thank you for correction in your word. And we just praise you that we can always come to you, Lord, that you always hear our cry and our voice, and you know the desires of our hearts. And we just ask you to grant those things that are in alignment with your will, and give us the ability to continue taking action, despite the distraction. All these things we ask in your name, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, family. For those who didn't get to speak and you wanted to, I see a couple of people unmuted. You can do that before I have to jump into a conference call that I have to participate in. But I'm staying still. I'm doing my version of self-quarantine / catching up on some well-needed rest and just trusting God as we continue to move through. So anybody else that wants
God bless
to...
you.
Hey, good morning.
Bless everyone. Good morning.
Hey, is that Apostle?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. God is good. And so I am grateful for the Word of God, which
Amen.
Keeps us well-rooted and grounded. The word says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress, he is my refuge, in him will I trust. And so I am grateful for God and his word, because that's what gives me peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. And so we continue to stay rooted in the word of God, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of what's going on right now. We go to the throne room of God. He will keep us in perfect peace. Amen.
Amen. So good to hear your voice, Apostle Boyd.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, y'all know that good morning. This is Roz in Dallas, Texas. I always forget to say that. You are loved, appreciated, celebrated, and valued. And what I'm thinking about, one of the operative words for this morning was trust God. And it makes me think of an Anthony Brown song, Trust in You. And I love that. You were not created to worry. You were not created to fear. You were created to worship daily. So I'm gonna leave it right here. I will trust in you. So that's the song, the Anthony Brown song. Y'all go sing it.
Well, thank you, my Roz, for always bringing the music ministry. You know, it's so good to hear your voice back and strong. And thank you for sharing that. I love that song. I don't know how I feel about my praise and worship. Where Anita? Anita done sent me some more praise and worship songs. I'm gonna get this playlist going, honey. But I thank you for that. I love you and Apostle Boyd and anybody else wants to share before we wrap up this morning.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stacy. It's Mecca. How you doing from New York?
Hey, my Mecca.
How you doing?
I am great and grateful.
Amen. I want to tell you I'm grateful for waking up this morning. I am grateful for you as always. And I want to say that what you spoke today was so amazing, right? Because I had an experience yesterday where I had a couple of things that got canceled, like with the Department of Education and with the charter school. It's a contract that I had for like this time frame that, you know, we got dealing with this COVID-19. And I was like so disappointed. I was like, oh man. I said, oh, I was on the pool right now. And then it's like, I was like, man, I can't believe that just happened. So then I started to take action inside of my head and things started moving. And I was talking to God, like, God, you know, like, you just canceled on me. Like, you gotta be kidding me. And then next thing you know, right? So then I was like, oh, okay, cool. You could do online classes. So I'm like, oh, this is the time where I got to step into that space because, you know, I've really been plotting on that and kind of like stand holding it on pausing with it because I'm doing so many other amazing things. And I said, nah, this is the time to do it. So I put it out there that I was doing online classes, and God told me to keep putting it out there. I already got people reaching out for information about it. So this is amazing. And then also it's like, it was, oh man. And then next thing you know, I got this weird phone call. And the person called my personal number. And I'm like, who is this person asking about my business on my personal line when I have a business line? So it was kind of freaking me out. And I'm like, how do you know about me? Where did you find out? Who is this and what is this regarding? And it was like, my voice was like real weird. It wasn't like high and energetic. It was just like, and how did you get my information? Because it's my personal number. So then, Lord and behold, the lady started speaking. And she said she sent me an email. I didn't see no email, my business email. So I went to my personal email. And then come to find out, this lady was some type of main director at ACS. wait. So with me feeling like, okay, online classes, this is how we're going to do it. You know, because I was upset about all the ones that I had. It was like four of them, Dr. Stacy. So I was really like kind of like upset, you know, disappointed. And ACS lady called me. And she personally called me, reached out to have a conversation with me. And then when she realized why I sound kind of sketchy over the phone, I went into my personal email and I told her, I said, oh, my goodness. So the database that she went in with the organization that I'm connected to, they put my personal email and my personal business number instead of my business information. So I explained that. So she said, oh, okay, I see. I understand where you're coming from, girlfriend. I got you. So both of us became more energetic with each other in the conversation. And then I sent her my business information, like the email and the phone number. And then she sent me information to get a contract with ACS.
Amen.
I don't know. I was like, oh, my goodness. I said, God is it. I said, look, and the contracts I had, it wasn't like, you know, I thank God for what he gave me. It wasn't like big contracts with like the schools. They only wanted me to teach like a few workshops and stuff like that. But this ACS is something that's consistent and for a long term. You see? So I was like, oh my. And then they wanted like two different services from me. So then I was like, I said, look at God. I said, that moment where just what you were speaking about just now, this is that moment where it's like one thing was like taken away. Oh, it was like four things I was taken away. But God gave me something bigger. And it was like, oh, okay, so I'm good. Because I took action with what he was speaking to me. And then with me taking the action, this lady led the call me and told me, can you please have that to me in just a matter of a few days? So I got to write my breakdown of my curriculum so that I can give it to her so that we could set space to start sessions with ACS. And I know, Dr. Stacy, you were saying it was touching me so much because I appreciate this phone call. And I'm actually on my way to a brunch conference at my church. And, like, I was like, I really appreciate you with this phone call because it does a lot. Even if I didn't have a testimony, it gives me a spike of energy and a spike of we all need encouragement. We all need that extra boost of encouragement, especially when you're doing so much. And it's like God is blessing you, but sometimes when you get disappointed with something, sometimes you can misplace that or take it in a certain manner. But like with the words that you spoke this morning, it was so amazing, even down to the scriptures that you connected with that amazing word that you provided today. And I just want to like thank God every day that, you know, I met you and that I was able to build a relationship with you and that, you know, I'm able to share. I even told someone that I met about, I have to tend to tell a lot of people about this call, and she's on it now, but I don't think she's going to speak yet because today she's a newbie on the call today, but I'm so happy that she was on it because I texted her this morning and told her about the call. But I mean, you've been a blessing for me, and I know that God has made you this vessel to help others, and I thank you for that because you do a lot for me and a lot of other people, and you know, I will always keep you in my prayers, you know, and always speak highly of you because you are amazing and you are a blessing. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you, Becca. Oh, wow. I so appreciate and receive that. I'm so excited for you just sharing that testimony because sometimes we think too small. Like, you know, that was one or two presentations, but God gave you a whole contract, girl. Yes. For you, and that's the God that we serve, that, you know, we can only see but so far with our natural eye. But if we can just trust God, you know, to blow our mind. Like, there's another song, Blow My Mind, I forgot who sings it. But just those praise and worship songs help to just remind you of the thing you believe. Like, we serve a God who can do all things. So you were upset about one smaller thing closing, and he gave you a bigger thing. And I just thank you for sharing that testimony to encourage somebody else that we really serve a God who can do above and beyond anything that we could ever ask or think. And I'm just so excited to see all of what God is doing in your life right now, Mecca. And, you know, it's a result of discipline. It's a result of obedience and your desire to really use what you've been given to impact the masses. So I'm just thrilled and excited, and more to come, girl, more to come. So thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, yes.
Love you to the moon and back.
I love you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, family, anybody else? There was one other caller. Actually, I see three people unmuted, but if you're ready, you can speak now before we wrap up our call for today and you all go and handle your Saturday activities, being careful but not functioning in the spirit of fear. Mm-hmm. Amen. Who else wants to say something before we wrap up?
Hey, Doug.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Oh, go ahead, Darren.
Morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, especially right now, good health and strength. You know, family and friends. Let me see. Okay, I had a blank moment. Family and friends, you know, good health and strength. God's grace and mercy in the times that I needed. Now I know, you know, of course, everybody knows this. This virus is mad. It's a man-made thing, but it's really disrupting a whole lot of situations. And me and though, I have my sense of humor, but cause right now, you know, it's a prime time for basketball season. But as we know, everything's been put on hold, and we might we don't know a lot of things that's going on with this thing. But what I do know is that this virus got to be over before football season starts. Otherwise, it's gonna be a problem. But, anyway, we got a little way to go, but it's going to be a problem. We football season is canceled, but everything else is. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. I'm grateful for this community, because, you know, not just this one, but, you know, all communities. Like, I'm at my church right now. I'm supposed to be having a meeting, but I don't see nobody around here, so they could have called and told me. But anyway, and even though I will be working from home, so I'm really grateful for that. So, you know, grateful for this family and for you, Dr. Stacy and C. Grant.
Thank you, my brother. I'm grateful for you too. And I love you, my brother.
Love you.
All right, Ron.
Darren, you better be there in August, man, so I can meet you. You're so funny. Oh, my God. Hey,
I'm taking this. You got to have a sense of humor in this world, because if I didn't, I would have never got on this call, because I'd have been locked up a long time ago. That's another story, too.
Hey, Doc, I don't know if that song you were talking about is Vashon Mitchell.
Yes.
God Can Do Anything. That's the song. I had just played that. I was on mute, and I couldn't talk and tell you. But I wanted to share this last thing. To read James 1 in the Message version, because there's a piece in there that talks about looking at yourself in the mirror. But the title part is Faith Under Pressure, which you talked about, and then Act on What You Hear. So James 1 is y'all's reading for today. That's all I got to say. In the message version.
Okay. All right.
I love you.
Love you too, sis. All right, family. We're about to wrap up, but anybody else?
Mic check.
Oh.
Good morning.
Let the lady go first. Go ahead, young lady.
Good morning. My name is Rhonda Mitchell. I was invited today by what I call TV Raj. Definitely grateful for when God asked me to move to Dallas. I'm from New Orleans. When God asked me to move to Dallas, she was a light to me, a great resource, like a mother figure. And I loved her connection that she helped build with me. And during that time, God was trying to tailor in on what exactly he wanted me to do. And I remember her just kind of constantly challenging me, like, okay, well, if God said that, let make sure you do it like this. And because of that, I am now in the position that's blowing my mind. I am the ministerial development director of my church now back in New Orleans. And when I left Dallas, I honestly didn't know why God was taking me back to New Orleans, but it has all begun to unfold, and I'm just grateful for his love and development of me and his faithfulness. And I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Amen.
That's my Rhonda. Y'all didn't know I was called Auntie Roz. I love you, Rhonda.
Love you too, T. Roz.
Now you got a Saturday gig with Dr. Stacy, Faithpreneur's very important prayer warrior call.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Welcome to the family, Rhonda. Thank you for coming and congratulations, and thank you for sharing your testimony. We are excited for you and looking forward to continuing the journey together. We do this together. I'm loving everybody, sending you hugs. They say we can't hug with Corona. Well, I'm virtually hugging everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anybody else? They're texting me for this other commitment.
Mic check. Yeah.
All right.
Everything moves.
I'm going to say a quick good morning.
From the C, Revolution State, New Jersey. Another young lady. Go ahead.
Finish up.
Hey, King David.
We'll let the young lady go, but David, you started twice already.
I was just saying good morning. I know he's very kind and he's such a gentleman. This is Lady Tycoon Karen Creasy. And just wanted to say good morning. And when they were giving you all those accolades, I said you're also beautiful from the inside out. Good morning, everyone. Love the call. And I missed the beginning, but I know you're always speaking something wonderful. And thank you, King David. Go ahead.
KCConnectU.com. We'll go there.
Great thing.
I'm just making sure action, despite all that distraction. All I know is Corona is a beer, don't drink none. Okay? That's the humor for the day.
Oh, my goodness.
Seeds are the source of all nutrition. This is 129. You have given you seeds and every green leaf for food. Take charge. Be the word. Do the word. By the word. We live here today. Grateful. Thanks, Dr. Stacy. See you Tuesday.
Yes, King David. Love you, my brother. Thank you so much. And I think there was one other person trying to unmute. If that's you, go ahead real quick before we wrap up.
Good morning. Great, great, and happy day. Of course, I am so happy to be here with all of you. Yay! I just want to say thank you. I'm grateful for you, Dr. Stacy. I'm grateful for all the people. I just love hearing all the different personalities, even though I never laid eyes on them. It still tickles me to no end to just hear their personalities to come through. And I just have one quick question. What is ACS? I've never heard of that, and I'm just curious as to what that is.
I meant to ask, too. Thank you, Dieterelle.
So ACS is a state agency, and the acronyms, Mick, I don't know if you're still on, but it basically is a state agency that deals with foster care in the state of New York.
Oh,
I was going to guess charter schools when she said CS. Okay.
Just the agency that deals with foster care, placing the children, monitoring, et cetera. So that's what ACS is here in New York.
It is such a blessing. Mecca's story, I just love the way she talks, and she just tickles me too, as well as Darren. But her story really, really blessed me as well as Jason in the beginning, as well as what you just said. So I just want to thank you. God bless you all.
Well, you are welcome, and thank you for bringing your sunshine to the call. I appreciate it and appreciate you and all of you, and even those who didn't get to unmute. I can feel your love and your participation, so thank you so much for being here on the call and continuing to keep everyone covered in prayer, walk in victory, and know that, you know, God's got us. That's just the bottom line. But use wisdom, and don't go out doing foolish things now. Just be safe and be encouraged and share God's love with someone new today. Check on someone and utilize the time where things are being canceled or you're working from home just to get your stuff in order, because this too shall pass. It hasn't come to stay. It shall pass. So that is it for me, unless there's anybody else is like, wait, Dr. Stacey, before you hang up, I want to greet the family. So you got 60 seconds to make that happen. Okay, I think we're all clear. And before I really do shut down the call, are there any new callers? We'll pause for you. If you just want to say hello, just press *1 so we can greet you. That's it. Nothing else that you need to do. There's no other formality. We just love you with the love of Christ. All right. I think that's...
Nadine, first time.
Who is that?
Nadine, first time on the prayer call.
Hi, Nadine. I appreciate you unmuting. Welcome to the family. I'm glad you're joining us. How did you find out about the call?
Well, I follow you on Facebook, and I just this morning saw it, so I said, let me go on, because I canceled my event today that I was supposed to do. So I said, let me listen in on the call. Thanks.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad that you listened in. I'm sorry you had to cancel, but I know, you know, practicing safety, and because everything is being shut down by the city, by the government, you know, so many different pieces to it. We know that it's just postponed. So we won't say cancellation for things that folks are working on. It's just going to be a new date. So we pray that whenever you're able to reschedule, that it is even bigger success than it would have been today. So thank you for joining in and being a part of the call today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, I'm so glad Nadine was able to unmute. All right, family. Well, thank you for being here. I see some of you are still hanging on because I went into the controls when we started having some of those challenges, and y'all ain't trying to hang up. But it's time to move forward with your Saturday. I appreciate all of you. Keep me covered in your prayers. I am not independent of it. I love all of you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacey signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.